I didn't. Good job. You can be a truck guy. I like truck guys. A Bend attorney who specializes in foreclosure says the issue with electronic signing affects about half of all mortgages in the country. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union says they are seeing a lot of people being proactive with their finances.
Even for people who, you know, have suffered really through this recession and had some bad things happen to their credit, right now obviously is a great time to start thinking about what can I be doing to try and repair my credit report and get myself in a position to take advantage of these rates. And it might, you know, for a lot of people, it's a lot easier than they think.
He says one popular option is a credit card that is at 5.84%. He says the card does not have a balance transfer or cash advance fee. As for regulations, he says credit unions are limited to charging 18% at the most on any of their loans. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
Central Oregon realtors are waiting to see what happens next in the latest foreclosure saga that's impacting homes across the nation. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has the story.
Banks are canceling notices of default, presumably so they can assure all the paperwork is in place and the rules are followed. In Deschutes County, recently 300 notices of default have been canceled.
What does this mean in the coming months? These were homes that, as they get foreclosed, typically banks will assess their value, what can they liquidate the home for, and list it for sale. This could affect the inventory in this summer, we think.
Last Friday alone, 66 notices were canceled in Deschutes County. Bend realtor Tom Green says in a few cases nationwide, a few lucky homeowners were given their homes free and clear because vital paperwork had been lost and banks could not prove their ownership. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Oregon laws for drunk driving have a get-out-of-jail card for first-time offenders. They can go through diversion. Ann Pratt with Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
In Oregon, there's approximately 25,000 DUI arrests. It is estimated that there are 11,000 of these that result in diversion, creating a loophole where an offender is free of an interlock requirement.
A new bill would close that loophole and require all those convicted of drunk driving to install an ignition interlock on their vehicle. Parents, students, and leadership within Oregon's virtual schools rally in Salem. 1110 KBND's Mary Loos reports.
Cindy McGraw is president of Oregon's Virtual Public Schools Alliance and says the number of students in their programs is small.
I believe right now there's less than 1% of the student population in Oregon enrolled in virtual school programs.
But she says enrollment is growing and parents need the option. The goal of the group's day at the Capitol is not just to address state leaders, but also
addressing parents about how we can continue to push forward in helping make sure that these parent choices for education continue to exist.
She says their main long-term goal is equality with regular brick-and-mortar schools. In Portland, Mary Loos, 1110 KBND Radio News.
If you or your kids are sick right now, you're not alone.
We're seeing everything from a lot of vomiting, diarrheal illnesses that are going around right now, and then, of course, a lot of respiratory stuff. Our actually influenza season is actually not as bad as it was last year, so the numbers are down with that, but we are just seeing a lot of other stuff.
Dr. Jennifer Warden of Bend Memorial Clinic says there have been several strep outbreaks at schools and walking pneumonia. She recommends good hygiene practices such as washing hands, eating a good diet, lots of antioxidants, and fruits and vegetables.
In a sister's face, in her laughter and sound embrace, there is friendship no one can break.
Music artist Erin Cole Baker helping organize a fundraiser for her friend and former musical partner Aaron Zerflew, who has been diagnosed with lung cancer. The 29-year-old has insurance, but treatment will still cost her tens of thousands of dollars. Her friends are holding a concert tomorrow night with food and auction items to help Erin pay her medical bills. The benefit concert and auction for Aaron Zerflew will be this Thursday, March 10th, from 6 to 11 p.m. at Century Center, 70 Southwest Century Drive. A $10 or more donation is asked for at the door. That's a look at your news. I'm Donna James. Depend on us. News Talk 1110 KBND.